Hi, Rona. What's on your mind?
Hi. Two quick questions. The first, is there any natural remedy to get rid of skin tags? And the second, can you give an approximate cost of doing the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy?
Okay. As far as natural remedies to remove skin tags, I haven't ever personally recommended them or unrecommended them. I want to be clear on that because most of the time I don't get asked. But maybe it's no coincidence that somebody came into the clinic on some other matter maybe 2-3 months ago and said, hey, I got this stuff, and she showed me this label, and I didn't memorize it, I'm sorry, that at my health food store, and it's all natural, and it made my skin tags go away. And I said, really? And she says, yes. I says, oh. And then we got into conversation about what she really came in about, and I forgot to ask her to let me photocopy the material she brought in. But check with your local natural food store, ma'am, if it's all natural in there, and they do have it, well, it may work for you, too.
Okay, I'll give that a shot.
And I'm sorry, I should have done a better job at getting that photocopied, but we got into other discussions and I forgot.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, now about cost of bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. The cost has been going up and up and up. And the compounding pharmacists I speak to, and it's not just the ones at one compounding pharmacy, it's every compounding pharmacist I've spoken to at conventions or at their stores or wherever, tells me that it's because of all the restrictions that have been placed on bioidentical hormone compounding so far. Just wait till you see what happens with what they're trying to do. Yeah, ma'am, just for example, all these compounding pharmacies were mandated that you must build a completely safe room for compounding bioidentical hormones. And here's the requirements, and it'll only cost you $250,000. I'm not kidding. I am not exaggerating. That's the FDA. They had to build special spaces. They had to put in special fans, special lighting. Everybody has to wear a hazmat suit. It's just totally ridiculous, ma'am, because bioidentical hormones were compounded totally safely. Nobody ever reported any injury to the compounders from 1982 all the way past the turn of the century until a few years ago when FDA, apparently, since they didn't get away with banning estriol, they started putting other restrictions on by forcing all of these regulations onto the compounding pharmacists. Can you imagine wearing a hazmat suit to compound a natural hormone in the body? But that's what they're forced. It really is. But the whole point is to act as if they're in favor of public safety, with what they're really doing, of course, is responding to the wishes of the patent medicine companies that make the unnatural competition for these things. How do I know that? Because they admitted it in 2008 when they wanted to get rid of estriol. They said, oh, the public complainant, was the Wyeth company. Mm-hmm. That was the person complaining, and they make Premarin, of course. But I've not yet answered your question. I've just told you why it's so expensive.
Yeah.
Each prescription, ma'am, and the prescriptions, I believe the longest they could last is 3 months, is between $100 and $200, depending on what is in that compound. Because everybody needs a slightly different combination. That's one of the things that's wonderful about bioidentical hormones. Not only are they effective and safe, but they're individualized, rather than, everybody has to swallow the same pill because we've approved it.
Uh-huh. So $200 or $300, let's say, for 3 months worth?
More like $100 to $200, but in some cases it does go above $200. That's a minority.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not too bad, considering the benefit and the savings on illness.
You bet, ma'am. And my big deal is the prevention of cognitive decline. There's research out there. Just for example, the earlier a woman has menopause, the more likely she is to have cognitive decline. What disappeared after menopause? Her estrogen and progesterone. That's what. So if we just maintain our estrogen and progesterone, guess what? We don't decline cognitively nearly as easily. And the same thing goes for men. Even in a young man, if we block his testosterone, he starts getting forgetful. His testosterone comes back. This is research in men in their 30s. And his memory comes back. And I can't tell you how many families have told me that grandpa is remembering things better since he went on to bioidentical testosterone.
Uh-huh. And it would help energy levels, would it?
Yes, no. Some people say they get an energy improvement. Some people don't.
Uh-huh.
We're looking at energy, ma'am. We want to, of course, check with the physician skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine and see how our thyroids are doing. But then the other very big deal is for some of us, and these are usually people who have in their families members with family members with either type 2 diabetes or tendencies to it, or they have that tendency themselves. And for that group of people, niacinamide is a real energizer. Why? Because in that group of people, it's been discovered by researchers that they don't make their own niacinamide internally, whereas people who don't have that family tendency, they do make their own niacinamide internally. And why is niacinamide so important to energy? Because it actually leads to the production of more ATP, the energy molecule, in every cell in our bodies.
I'm not kidding. I've been taking it twice a day for arthritis, and it definitely does work over time, but hasn't helped with energy.
Oh, darn. I'm sorry.
Okay. All righty. So I will go ahead and I will make an appointment for the HRT.
Well, I certainly recommend it. I've seen such good results with it.
Yeah, because it's good for osteoporosis, right?
Against osteoporosis, yes. It's good at retarding, particularly the progesterone component, oddly enough. That works. That helps just as much as the estrogen does.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, great. All righty, doctor. Thanks a bunch.
You're welcome, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling so that everybody didn't have to listen to me rant and rave about something else.